Welcome to Finish the Race, a conservative Christian talk show where we'll dive deep into the current events and social issues affecting Americans.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
In times like these, truth, principles, and solutions matter. Through God's Word, we can restore our true American values, faith, family, and country.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
Now, here's your host, Eric Thompson.
And thank you so much for joining me here again on Finish the Race. My name is Eric Thompson. I'll be your host here for the next half hour or so. If you ever want to get a hold of me, you can head over to my website, either finishtherace.com or my social media platform for conservatives and Christians, magabook.com. Thank you again for joining me. As I was putting the show together tonight, I'm grieved. And I'm grieved because the political situation is obviously rampant, right? So you're either pro-Trump, against Trump, some people in the middle, but there seems to be just, you've got a side at this point. The thing about Christians, this is not home, so we're just passing through. But as I've said before on the show, we, for the sake of righteousness and God's goodness and the benefits of following Scripture, we need to be involved in voting and sharing the love of Christ with people and standing firm for truth. I posted this on my social media page, magabook.com. If the real Christ followers don't stand up for righteousness, God will turn our nation over to our pagan citizens and governments' godless plans. This is from Ezekiel 11:12, quote, "And you will know that I am the Lord, for you have not followed my decrees or kept my laws, but have conformed to the standards of the nations around you," unquote. And why is that important? Because over in Matthew 7:22, when a lot of people were asking Jesus, who's going to heaven? Am I going to heaven? I'm good enough. I'm kind of a Christian. Matthew 7:22. "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles?" Verse 23. "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you practice lawlessness." So as we go through the show tonight, I'm going to cover the assault, the degradation, the attack, the collapse of the marriage unit, the biblical design of marriage in America. It's even bleeding over now to superheroes, where we have the first homosexual, quote-unquote, married superhero coming out. And then we'll get over to the Democrats, or because they're lawless, they're thinking about doing another impeachment. And we'll finish with what's happening overseas when the UK and other previously majority Christian peoples, cultures, since they've allowed Islam and progressivism and atheism to take over, how is that now affecting their ability to live free in their own countries? So let's jump into marriage here. Okay, from a biblical point of view, Matthew 19:4-6. "Haven't you read," just as Jesus talking, "haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female? And he said, for this reason, a man will leave his mother and mother and will be united to his wife. The two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Hebrews 13:4, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage should be bed should be kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and the sexually immoral. Ephesians 5:25-26, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Back in Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone, so I will make a helper suitable for him. Genesis 2:22, so then the Lord God made a woman from the rib that he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man, and he said, now this is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and unites to his wife, and they become one flesh. And it goes on and on and on. Well, Utah, predominantly Mormon, as you know, they have their own books. They are not a biblical Christian sect. They are not. So when Mitt Romney acts the way he does, and when the Mormons act the way they do, this is what you come up with. This is from the Hill. Utah Senate Committee unanimously approves bill to decriminalize polygamy. Huh? Yes. You heard that right. A bill that would effectively decriminalize polygamy among consenting adults in Utah was unanimously endorsed by a state Senate committee this week, sending the legislation to the full chamber for a vote. The Salt Lake City Tribune reported. This Utah Senate Judiciary, Law Enforcement, and Criminal Justice Committee pushed the bill through after hearing testimony from those who said the current state law labels law-abiding citizens as criminals. The bill sponsor, Utah Senator Deidre Henderson, said laws on the books make victims of abuse or fraud with polygamous families feel scared to come forward. So why not just then make it legal so we can have polygamists everywhere? Do you want to live in a country where people have two wives, three wives, two husbands, three husbands, one man, two men, three? How does a culture function without a family unit, a definable biblical family? How does a culture function? It won't. And the decline is underway. So we'll see how this plays out, because here's what happens. If Utah legalizes, in effect, polygamy, what other group is going to move to Utah quickly? Islam. Quran-believing, Sharia-believing Islamist. Why? Because back home, they have lots of wives. They can legally have wives, four, five, six wives. So here's what happens. They move to Utah. They bring over their wives, get them on green cards, get them citizenship, produce dozens and dozens of children. And the state of Utah and the federal government will have to pick up the welfare bills, because there will not be enough food and money to help support all of these people coming in from Somalia, etc. Well, not to be outdone, Home and Garden Television. This is from ChristianNews.net. So this is a home and garden. You know, like when our moms and grandmas would be working in the garden with their hands in the dirt and putting the plants in. Well, now, HGTV's House Hunters show is going to feature a polyamorous truple. Yes, you heard that right. What does that mean? In Colorado Springs, Home and Garden Television's popular show called House Hunters, which documents couples' adventures in buying a home, featured a polyamorous truple for the first time on Wednesday. That is, a husband and a wife have decided to bring another woman into their relationship, as the wife identifies as a bisexual. The episode, called Three's Not a Crowd in Colorado Springs, features Brian and Lori, along with a woman named Angelica, who lives with the couple as a threesome. Brian and Lori, they got married in 2002, and then they went to a bar and they met Angelica. And because the wife wants to have sex with everybody, men and women, they decided to move. She moved in, and now they, you know, this couple has two children, watching mom have sex with this girl, this lady in her house. So now the three of them are going to buy a house, and the three of them will kind of raise the two children. But they put a nice little name around it, polyamorous, instead of saying fornication and adultery. Well, like I said, if we're going to continue destroying the marriage, well, this is from Daily Wire. Marvel announces first openly homosexual superhero in cinematic universe. After vague promises that the Marvel Cinematic Universe will feature openly homosexual characters, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige confirmed this week that the upcoming series, the film series The Eternals, will include the first openly homosexual superhero. And of course, he's married, he's going to have a family. That's just part of who he is. Sure. Here's a question I have for you, because I'm running into a lot of fake Christians. Remember what I told you, Matthew. Many Christians, I'm going to paraphrase this. So this is what Jesus was saying. Many who say to me on that day, many Christians on that day will say, Lord, hey, we prophesied in your name and we cast out demons and we did miracles and we went to church and we did good works and we said our little recited prayers. And Jesus said, I don't know who you are. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. In Greek, it's gnosko, weos. Do you know my son intimately? Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commands. 1 John says, if you say you love God, but you continue sinning and hating your brother, who's not God, then you're not a Christian. We are heading toward the slippery slope of marriage just falling into disarray. So we can take a stand for righteousness, or we can sit back and some of you might go to the movies and watch the homosexual superhero. You may go now watch HDTV's fornication, adulterous broadcast promoting infidelity in a marriage. Because I know there's quote-unquote Christians that do that. I have a lady that I run into where I work all the time, a customer. Has no problem. She told me this week. I don't have a problem with abortion, killing babies. I have a problem with people not being nice to each other. She's okay with sin. She's not really, but I don't think we should say anything. It's very simple. Like it said in Ezekiel, if the real Christ followers are not repenting, turning away from our sins, praying for God to heal the land, then we will end up like Ezekiel when God said, and you will know that I am the Lord God speaking, for you have not followed my decrees or kept my laws, but have conformed to the standards of the nations around you, which then led to the judgment and the collapse and the dispersion of the nation. It's like it says in Romans 1, that when people worship the creator, the creation instead of the creator, they're turned over to a debased mind and then everything falls apart. So Utah's advancing polygamy. HDTV has polyamorous or people having threesomes and stuff on TV where the children are watching about looking for the best deal on a house. And Marvel's going to have superheroes kissing their husbands, men on men, with children while they're supposed to be fighting good and evil. Pray for that, because there's something. Here's a reality. There's no such thing. as a homosexual, a lesbian, a bisexual person, a transgender, or an ABCD, or whatever they want to call them. There's people that are born men or women, and they practice a sin. So that some people practice, they're gluttons, or some people are liars or thieves or rampant drug users or you know, alcohol. There's people that are in sin, pornography, whatever. But some people choose to be sinning as in homosexual activity or bisexual activity, whatever. It's not, nobody's born that way. They choose to practice in whatever sin they want to participate in. So there's no difference. If somebody wants to run around, sleeping around with the opposite sex, and they do not repent, and Jesus Christ does not die for their sins, they will go to hell. Somebody that wants to reject their gender and sleep with somebody of their own gender, and they don't want to repent, and they go against God's creative act of making man and woman for the purpose of coming together to unite for the reproducing of children and for showing the fellowship of Christ and the bride of Christ and Jesus, then they will be separated from God forever. And so we as the Christ followers, not Christians, the term Christian has been adulterated, has been watered down, has been distorted, and does not necessarily mean in Christ, lover of Jesus, submitted to his lordship. That does not mean that anymore. It might have when I got saved over 20-something years ago, but it does not mean that anymore. Now, with all that going on, we have the Democrats. Here's from the Wall Street Journal. They're weighing whether to pursue new investigations as the election looms, and maybe because of the Roger Stone sentencing and other things, maybe they should try to impeach President Trump again. It says the House Democrats are grappling with whether to pursue further investigations of President Trump following his acquittal in the Senate, facing both an election in 9 months and fresh White House actions they say demand scrutiny. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi staked out a middle ground Thursday, saying she would investigate any new role President Trump played in the federal prosecutor's decision to reduce the initial sentencing of Roger Stone. The left, the pro-late-term abortion, pro-homosexuality, pro-open borders, pro-high taxes, government control, taking away guns, they have had it so good for so long that they thought they would, when they lost the election in 2016, they said, we don't want to give up all this momentum of globalism, so we got to get rid of Trump. They've tried. We know this, all the political stuff. President Trump's still standing. He's been the most pro-life president. He moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. He's defending Christian faith. He's keeping doctors and businesses from having to participate and pay for abortions. So we have a president that with Vice President Pence at his side and prayer, and I think Melania, that he's been really a good agent, a good Christ follower. You may disagree with me on that. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But to elevate Jesus, God, every event almost, to promote life, marriage, Christian faith, or faith, family, country, and everything he's doing, we're not talking about his tweets. Well, a Christian wouldn't tweet that way. Well, you as a Christ follower are probably have thoughts that you shouldn't be thinking, that you should be taking captive just like I do. So let's separate this perfectionism that we want all of a sudden on the president. Compared to what we would have had and what we will have if he doesn't stay in office is profoundly different. There is an open homosexual that keeps talking about how abortion is acceptable to God. It's actually a good thing, and it's okay to be homosexual, and that Christians that disagree with him are the ones that are haters. That is a pseudo fake demonic pagan pseudo church that is out there. That's okay with these events that are taking place. Now, besides immigration, which we've got to deal with, because from the blaze, Border Patrol released more than 375,000 illegal aliens directly into the U.S. last year. More than 850,000 entered the country illegally. But that's okay, because like in Berkeley, they opened a second center for quote-unquote undocumented students and allies, citing anti-immigrant policy climate. So a state-funded college, they're opening centers for illegal aliens to go in there and do schoolwork. It's just insane. Here's another article popped up, by the way. Sony's looking to make Spider-Man a bisexual with boyfriend in his upcoming movie. Let's finish with this. England used to be a Christian nation. Nations. Scotland, Ireland, England. Here's an article from Christian News. UK court rules police interfered with free speech and probing, warning man over tweets critical of transgenderism. This is one of the first times that they actually help stand up for speech. But what's been happening through Germany and France and the UK is that because Islam is growing, the number one boy name for babies born in the UK last year was Muhammad. In America, Muhammad was number 10 last year. Because of that pressure, and this pressure from the social justice warriors and the homosexual community, they have speech police, especially in Germany now. Well, they will, if you tweet anything about transgenders, homosexuals, LGBT, whatever. And when I say homosexuals, I mean people practicing it. They can actually put you in jail and take you to court for speaking against their lifestyles. It's happening all over, and it's spreading. If we don't take a stand and say, look, this is not a theocracy. If you want to do what you do in your bedroom, you told us to stay out of your bedrooms, then go do it. But don't ask me to consider it to be a norm. It's gender dysphoria. It has also always been a mental disorder. I'm not going to say now all of a sudden it's normal because you don't want people's feelings to get hurt. I mean, think about it. Sweden, 1,500% increase in kids with gender dysphoria in the last 10, 15 years because the culture changed and said, well, it's okay, you're struggling with that thought. Let's get you some help. Oh, that was a weird point in my life, Mom and Dad. I'm glad you guys helped me through that. No. What the liberals do is say, oh, just like with Dwayne Wayne, basketball player, I think it's something like that, Dwayne. He said he lost his boy to becoming a girl, and he's considering having his penis removed at 14. It's because life was never about the individual getting everything everybody wants. So you can't have everybody getting everything everybody wants. You have chaos. No, it's who created me? What does he want from me? How does he look at me? How can I have a relationship with him? And then you walk trying to maintain your relationship with your creator, and things go well with you. I'm grieved when I look at all this, because you have from Ezekiel to Jeremiah, What you had was Israel, when God decided to show himself strong through a nation, they fell away, so they went into Egypt. 400 years later, they get brought out of Egypt. And then they get over to the promised land. But they didn't go in when they were supposed to, because they didn't want to go in and fight the giants, even though Moses said, God said, we're supposed to go in. So God said, well, then take the parents out to the desert with the kids. And when they all die for disobedience, we're going to have the kids go in by faith. So they did. And Joshua took them in and they took the land. But then after king after king after king, they said, you know, hey, the pagans, they get to have sex with everything. They got prostitutes. They can make up their own false gods, and their gods are supposed to give them everything they want, because we don't want to follow God's Sabbath and his laws. We want to go and do and have it our way. And so finally, you end up with that verse in Ezekiel. The guy says, you know what? Your destruction's here because you ended up just like the pagan cultures around you. You've become like them and worse. And so God has to discipline. And they went away to Assyria. They went away to the Babylon and the Persians. You have the Medes, you have the Assyrians, and you have the Babylonians. Millions of people died. And then when they come back, they just continued the struggle, serving God through David. So you just have this, mankind has a propensity to sin and to be disobedient. And we are living amongst it here as the Christ followers in the culture. And you and me must be in prayer, must be raising our kids up in the way they should go, so they will not fall away when they get old, depart from their faith. We must not support movies and groups and anything, or encourage anybody to live in sin. And we must just focus on Christ, focus on joy, focus on relationships with each other, and understand that we are passing through. We want to vote for righteous causes, not for a person, and just go through this, because it's kind of a semi-dark time with the falling away of the pseudo church, the fake church, the one that Jesus talked about in Matthew, are not Christians, and then the pagans that are living around us. So just want to encourage you, though. Love God, love his people, just stay focused and prepare to meet your maker, prepare for maybe the rapture while we're alive, or just when we die, we get to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. But in the end, make sure that you stay the course and finish your race. So thank you so much for listening. This has been Finish Race. My name is Eric Thompson. I'll see you over on magabook.com or finishrace.com. See you later.
Listening to Finish the Race. We hope you enjoyed today's show.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
My friends and I love it.
It's drastically changed my life.
For more information and updates, please visit finishtherace.com. To get in touch with others in our community, please visit magabook.com. We thank you once again for tuning in. Have a blessed day.